Today's hits, yesterday's favorites, 102.5 KEZK. It's Greg. Kathleen Madigan, one of the best stand-up comedians working today, coming home to play the Peabody on the 11th. And she joins us on the phone. Yeah, I need to apologize. We were supposed to do this on Monday morning. It was 97% my fault.
Yeah, it was fine. Everybody forgets on Monday.
Well, we are excited that you're coming back to your hometown, St. Louis, November 11th, Peabody Opera House. I mean, that has to be satisfying, coming home to play the Peabody.
I know, I'm very excited. Mostly about Emo's Pizza, then about drinking with my family after the show. That's the biggest question. I'm really in a lot of trouble for not having something pre-planned. And I'm also in a lot of trouble because I don't know if you're aware of it. This weekend is deer season. My dad goes, can you call those Peabody people and ask to move it? And I go, you know, Dad, no, I can't. Okay.
Right.
This is the weekend we chosen. Well, I'm going to have to race back from Hannibal. I said, well, then, you know what? I go, you don't even have to come. Mom can come. You don't have to come. Yeah, I didn't think about it. My main concern was when I booked St. Louis is, seriously, what if the Cardinals get in the World Series? So I don't want to do those weeks. That would just be a disaster for me and anybody who bought a ticket. If the game was going on at the same time, I said there'd have to be a way to put the game on behind me. And I could just tell jokes in between innings.
Right. And that wouldn't be awkward at all, would it? We're talking with the very funny Kathleen Madigan coming back to St. Louis November 11th, Peabody Opera House. All right, so I have to ask. This has to be so exciting for you. Jerry Seinfeld, comedians in cars getting coffee, starring Kathleen Madigan. How did it feel when, I'm assuming your agent or someone called you and said, hey, Jerry Seinfeld wants to talk to you about this comedians in cars getting coffee. What was the first thing that went through your mind when you heard that you were going to be on with him?
Well, Jerry called.
See, I don't deal in your circle, so I'm assuming handlers are handling this.
No, like all comedians, we all kind of know one another, so it's not weird to us. What's weird to me is Jerry and I have none of the same interests off the clock. Like, you know, if I'm with Ron White, we're golfing and drinking and then maybe take the bass boat out or something. Like,
right,
that's
right.
Ron. Like, me and Ron have the same hobbies. Like, Jerry's a car guy, work guy, business guy. Not me. But so when I saw his number come up and I'm like, huh. But he was like, yeah, I want you to be in a car thing. And I was like, oh, okay. I go, but I don't know anything about cars. FYI, I'm just saying that right out of the gate. If you want a car person, I drive a 2007 Mercury and I'm happy with it. So I am not your lady. And he's like, you don't have to know anything about cars, Kathleen. I said, okay, great, then I'll do it.
And he probably said it just like that, right?
Yeah, he did.
Right. Well, I mean, that's a huge feather in your cap to be on that show.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, he's picking good people, that's for sure. To me, it's more meaningful, like, when your more accomplished friends say, you know, I think you're awesome, rather than some stupid award that people right. have been politicking for.
Well, I know one thing. We think you're awesome. St. Louis's own Kathleen Madigan. So, so funny. Coming back home, coming back to St. Louis. Peabody Opera House, November 11th. Thank you so much for your time this morning. You take care, all right?
All right, we'll see you soon.
Oh, I can't wait. She is so nice, so funny, too.
Love her.
102.5 KEZK.